The Dramatic Life of Lena Ekstedt, 5 minutes. It's the turn of the century, 1900, and here I am, Lena Ekstedt, 87 years old, looking at myself in the mirror. My cheeks have deep wrinkles, a sign of a long and dramatic life. Let me tell you how much drama can fill one life and how well it ends. My father was a highly respected head of the county constable. One dark night, two men ambushed my father. The murders were the last to be executed in Gästrikland, 1833. The newspaper wrote, "Aggravated execution means that the person sentenced to death is decapitated at the same time as his right hand is cut off. The body parts are cut up and nailed at the place of the execution and are left there until they rotten away." Executions of this kind were witnessed by many people, not only craving for sensation. Neighbors were expected to witness execution with preventing purposes. And do you know, people passing by still throw a stone on the heap where the bones rest. Tweet, tweet, tweet. My father and the merchant and ironworks owner, Mr. L. Brink, knew each other. Now, when mother got in this difficult situation, Mr. L. Brink offered to let me come to the house as a young maiden in Gävle. During summer, Christmas and Easter, we stayed at Markmyra. It was a lovely time for a 12-year-old. As time went by, I became a part of the family. In the beginning, only the youngest son stayed at home. The eldest had gone off to America. Can you imagine how fun it is today to read in Mrs. Ulrika's domestic book of accounts? It says that when I proceeded to the confirmation, I got a hymn book of my own and the book of common prayers. Also, a new winter coat, which the seamstress, Mrs. Ekenberg, made along with other clothes. I still remember how proud I was to wear it at the early service on Christmas Day. I also find that she arranged for me to take dancing classes. Mrs. Ulrika really understood what a young girl's dreams are made of. Every year, before Christmas, I, as well as the rest of the household, got some extra money. Mine were spent on presents for my mother and the small ones at home. The book of accounts says 20 riksdaler. That is much money. Small notes that brings up memories. From Mrs. Ulrika, I learned all there is to know as a housewife. One had to be a good model for the employees, early as a bird, before everyone else. To weave, bake, wash, brew beer, and slaughter, all this could be done at Markmyra in the brewery. At last, young Daniel returns home, and we found a liking for each other. This was not received well, in a positive way, by the parents, so we had to postpone marriage. Among Burgess families, marriage often was used to strengthen the economy, since banking was not yet developed. In the 21st century, notion about love and marriage will be different from ours. When I and my Daniel were getting married, it first was announced in church 3 Sundays ahead. On the 2nd Sunday, my beloved Daniel died in my arms. It was 2 weeks before the wedding. Why? I was 25 years old. All dreams of a family and children crumbled to dust. The memory of my father's death was unraveled, and I was in despair. Gävle is a port, and every sailor's wife was aware of the dangers at sea. Many widows got economical problems, but in my case it was different. As we were betrothed, I inherited him. The problem was that I knew nothing of business, shipbuilding, or shipping. In this sad situation, we decided that the businesses were taking care of the younger brother, William, and I was well compensated. Now you listen to what life offers. The years went by. I was still enclosed in the Elbrink family. I had no children of my own, but William's three girls were almost like my own. They called me Auntie Lena. You could almost compare us with a novel of Chekhov, a big, hearty family with many aunts and uncles going in and out of the house. However, William became a widower at the age of 47. After a few years, it seemed natural that we got married. We had in fact known each other most of our lives. Challenges still come. One hot summer day in 1869, most of northern Gävle was burnt to ashes. All our belongings, the companies, archives, shipyard, everything was gone. Wilhelm was so weak that he would never recover and died a short while. So now I was a widow for the second time. Like in a fairy tale, Cinderella got her prince in the end. Not the prince she had in mind, but the brother. And here I am at Machmyra, looking at the river flowing by. It is year 1900, a new century, and I'm only a flare in this context.